If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You're going to love this idea. There are lots of guys your age that are going to love this
idea.
Because this was not a thing that happened when you were going out and drinking.
Mm.
It has to be a thing now. Which is why, although I get the preference for grown-ass people when not to have to deal with this.
Yeah.
But for bars and breweries now, they may not have a choice.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We will jump right into it. There is a bar in Ohio that is making international news.
International.
With a take they have on folks bringing their kids into the brewery.
All right.
So this brewery had an open family policy.
Yeah.
Kids could come in, they could hang out, and everything was cool.
And it's a brew house.
You got it. They have now announced that after 7 p.m., kids are no longer allowed in this bar.
Boot the ass out.
Okay.
Boot up.
They opened in 2012, they said. And they survived the mayhem of 2020. And they write, although things have been going very well for us, there is one sore spot that seems to come back again and again.
Yeah.
Unsupervised children.
Yeah, they're running around crazy.
So I want to read you a quote from this Facebook post they put up.
Y'all don't watch your kids.
It's not that we don't like kids. We manufacture alcohol. Our thoughts about production, marketing, the ambiance, all geared towards providing this product for our customers to enjoy. We have to create an elevated environment that appeals to adults.
Yeah, it ain't
so it's not. They're not saying it's a liability thing. They're just saying it's more of
it
a
kills the
customer,
vibe.
He also says, well, they go on.
Yeah.
He says, many of these parents are the ones who sit inside the tap room drinking beer while their kids go outside to play. There are kickballs, frisbees to dodge. Some kids like to dig up rocks in the beer garden and create hazards for adults to trip over. They antagonize our neighbor's dogs through the fence. Our patio swing had to be taken down.
Oh, no.
It was confused with an amusement park ride. The bolts nearly fell out. The ping pong table is broken, and we rarely put cornhole out as the bags end up on the roof.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's kids run chaos. Because you don't watch your kids.
It is weird, though. I mean, I've been to places that where there's families, and I've never seen that much chaos.
And as soon as I see families, it sucks.
So you're 100% in on this.
You know how I feel about kids at the bar.
I do. Which is weird, because from a distance.
Man, that joke never dies, does it?
You will.
Never dies.
I can't wait for Saturday. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you agree with the take this bar has?
I mean, I guess if you things are getting destroyed, yes. But in like a regular bar situation, I have no problem with people having their kids there. I feel like I used to do that as a kid.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we did.
I guess I don't think twice about it unless like they're causing a legitimate issue.
Let's take the ethical argument out, right? Whether or not you think kids should be in this bar. Listen to me carefully.
I'm listening.
If any brewery bans kids from this point on, you might as well go out of business right now.
Why?
Things are more expensive right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you got to throw a babysitter on top of the money you're spending to go out with your spouse for a night of drinking. And that's if you can find someone to watch the kid.
Right.
By this bar eliminating kids after 7 o'clock, you are also eliminating a lot of parents from even able to come out to the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know how you survive as a business after 7 o'clock now without allowing kids to walk into your establishment.
I would rather have less bars and more freedom.
Less bars and more freedom.
Yeah. That's what he's running on, actually. Yeah.
Less bars, more freedom.
No, but that's...
by the way, I'm trying to help you for your date night. You want to take your wife out for a date night?
At this point, you might not have any night out.
No, but like it forces you to do a date night for the two of you, you could be intimate when you come home.
No, first of all, even if you find a sitter, you're not intimate when you come home. The kid's going to be up. He's been eating ice cream all night. He's
bouncing
off the
walls. You can have a little action on the way home, bro.
Second of... Stop that. I love how guys like you are like, you just forced to do it. No, if I can't bring my kid, we just don't go out.
Yeah.
We stay home and we watch Netflix. That's it.
Then stay home.
Yeah, that's a problem for this bar. And I get that you want less bars, more freedom. No bar or brewery is going to volunteer to be the one that closes.
Here's the thing with these restaurants and bars. You have a dining section, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Stay there.
So a lot of these breweries don't. They have outside contractors like that do like, you know, food trucks and things like that.
Right.
But the kids shouldn't be at the bar. That's my whole thing. If you want to go sit in the dining room, it's one thing. But if I got to see sippy cups on the bar and kids underneath the bar stool.
You never see sippy cups on the bar.
I told you what happened when I was at your boys' joint that night. And I go to reach for my drink. There's a goddamn sippy cup next to my scotch.
Oh, I thought they gave that to you thinking that's the only, what? Because I heard from a distance. 252 WCMF.
Two times.
252. That's how much that joke sucks. The joke is so bad it has stuck with me for 30 years. We're talking about this bar, brewery in Ohio. It's made international news by going out and banning all kids after 7 o'clock. And they say that they used to welcome kids, but it's become chaos there. And look, I do feel their pain. I do.
Then why? By the way, you kind of brought this on yourselves, too, because you don't watch your kids.
Oh, my God.
You don't you don't discipline your children.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? You kids rule the roost wherever you go. The kids are in charge.
Sure, sure.
Whatever Junior wants, God forbid somebody looks at him cross.
Hey, Kimmy, I remember, I know this guy, right?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
He never had kids of his own.
Uh-huh.
But he had relatives living with him for a while.
Yep.
And he was responsible for watching a 12-year-old?
Yeah, he was 12.
12 years old.
And yeah, she was 2 years old. Yeah,
all right, for when they got home from school for a couple years. Kid loved to skateboard, but mom and dad were bothered by it. So he made a deal with the kid, this guy who, you know, says, keep an eye on all the kids all the time. If the kid wouldn't tell his parents that Tommy was midday drinking, he would allow the kid to use his skateboard.
Yes.
So he was getting drunk while allowing this kid to do something dangerous that his parents didn't want to do so he could get away with being an alcoholic.
It was called, well, we cut a deal.
Uh-huh.
It was the art of the deal.
Yeah, what were you saying about not watching kids?
And then I would watch the road when his mother came, we'd wrap it all up. We had an operation going.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was wrong with that?
What makes this brewery bar problem an even bigger deal? The younger set isn't drinking. Because 20
years... Well, they're not coming anywhere.
But that's my point. 20 years ago, you could count...
More ways than one.
You
got
to retain the customers you have.
Yes. 20 years ago, you could count on the Me's and Kimmy's of the world, Tommy, when your generation started to stay home with the little ones, to replace you.
But I thought, like, with this delayed adulthood, the kids were going out drinking, but they're not drinking. They're just... They're just not hooking up. No. They're not doing anything.
They're not. They're not.
They're a bunch of monks.
Oh my God! They're not drinking. I mean, there's several reasons.
Healthier lifestyle.
This country's going down a drain, Pat.
Look, bait.
What happened to getting boozed up on a Friday night and half-assing it on Saturday morning?
Based on the dynamics of age, how these kids are drinking. If I own a bar or a brewery, I would be terrified to ban any kids from my establishment.
But they're tearing up the place.
They're tearing up the
place. You just heard the guy's got to replace the ping pong table.
The ping pong table's broken. By the way, so you're fine with ping pong tables and cornholes in bars? Oh, what happened? What happened?
I don't want any.
Yeah, you hate yard games, period. No matter who's playing.
I never heard of yard games at a bar.
Every brewery has them.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Where have you been? Not these places.
You just ruined drinking.
I would also think if you are a brewery that serves food, like, you're going to eliminate the people that are coming for, like, happy, like, that dinner hour because, well, if I know I'm going to get kicked out, we're not going to have enough time to eat, so let's go somewhere else.
It's a great call. So there may actually be a solution to this.
What's that?
And I'm not joking when I suggest
the kiddie bar.
No. Are you ready for this?
Are we going to do that? No,
we used to have kiddie bars when we were kids. They just sold you, like,
a horse's neck and a Shirley
Temple. Remember, like, those nightclubs that would let you come in at, like, 15, 16?
Oh, yeah.
My idea, is it time for the first ever bar with a daycare?
Oh.
Dead ass serious. I think that would crush.
I probably would, because Wegmans had it in their old grocery stores.
No.
Where you could literally drop your kid off at daycare while you shop. Same deal, but it would be a bar.
Yeah, you're just describing daycare.
No, but I like it. It's like a separate room, though. Like, I don't have to hear them, I don't have to see them.
You drop the kids off, and you get to go have a drink or two with your partner.
Love it.
All right.
Love it. See, that's how you negotiate.
Would that be legal? 252 WCMF.
Why wouldn't it be legal?
Well, I mean,
hey, parents, you go off and drink now. We'll watch your kids. And then is the bar liable? Like, how do I know it's okay to give this kid back to the parents?
Yeah, would be an issue. You would have to have someone make a determination.
Yeah.
Are they sober enough?
Did they drink? How much did they drink?
Exactly. You would also have to worry about who staffs it, right? And then you would have to charge something for it.
Yeah.
So what do you charge for something like that? Like, what would parents...
It's going to cost you extra.
What would parents be willing to pay for bar daycare?
Oh.
I do think if you could pull this off, you would
be huge.
You'd make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm actually surprised no one has tried this yet, which leads me to believe there are some
kind of... It's very hard to pull off.
Yeah, some kind of legal issues. Yeah. Or they're so worried about blowback that they don't even want to try it.
Oh.
But I could see myself, you know, on a night that we had the girls, you know, 5, 6 years old,
yeah,
drop them off at a bar.
Would you really feel like you're at a date night though?
Out of sight, out of mind.
You could see them. I don't know.
So I can remember one time there was a, what was it called, drop and drink. So you dropped your kids off at the Y for like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And then you went and drank, and then you went and picked up your kids.
Yes.
I knew parents that did that.
Same concept, I guess.
And then they went home and punched the walls. But, I mean, it still was a good night out.
I mean, maybe that's the million-dollar idea, is a side business not attached to the bar.
Right, so there's no liability to the bar.
So but then build it right next to the bar.
Well, or maybe.
Oh, I like that.
But maybe there's liability for that business. Because, again, like, let's say somebody comes drunk, picks up their kids. They're obviously drunk. Do you tell them they can't take their kid? That's going to create an issue.
I guess.
Not I guess. It would be like we would have a story a weekend, maybe.
I wouldn't
Man punches wall over not being able to get kid.
I wouldn't want that job. Because it's already hard enough being somebody who runs daycare.
Yeah.
Now you have that element of, like, I have to make a judgment. I don't know if I'd... It might be hard to staff.
It's still, I mean, it's right there, though. It's low-hanging fruit. It's an easy idea that would crush. It might be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Roll the dice and take a risk. Because, again, the amount... Only people with kids and older are drinking.
Yeah.
And if you don't have those kids allowed in that bar, you're going to struggle.
Okay.
All right. So somebody come up and put the money up for our daycare bar idea.
Thanks for ruining the weekend.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Tommy, every year, researchers at Chapman University do a study. The things we as American adults are scared of the most.
Are we fair?
Yes. Real life things that legitimately terrify us. And we have the results right in front of us. Do either of you want to guess what the scariest real life thing is to the average American?
I would say losing your job.
Losing your job. Okay. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Oh, I thought we were I was going to say heights.
Okay, no, I mean, look, that's also a real life thing. That is okay. Both of you are wrong. Not bad guesses from Tommy. Terrible guess from Kimmy. The number one answer. Corrupt politicians.
Oh.
You fear them.
I'm not making this up.
Okay.
That's also been number one for 10 years in a row.
Wow, look at
that,
politician.
So you just live in fear then?
Yeah, pause for irony, everybody. 70% of Americans said the scariest thing to them is corrupt politicians. But second, it starts to make more sense.
All right.
6 in 10 Americans say they are most scared of becoming seriously ill.
Yeah, sure.
And there's a lot that goes into that, right? There's the physical pain. There's dealing with your own mortality.
Sure.
There's the finances of it.
You can't pay to die.
You got it. I can't afford to die, right? Around the same number of people said a personal economic collapse scares them the most. Going broke.
So going busted.
You got
it. Right.
So of the things that personally affect us, getting sick and getting broke are the two scariest things you can think of.
Pretty much.
Does that check out for you guys so far?
Yeah, because that personally affects you.
Yeah.
Directly, yes.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting.
What?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have a top 10 here. And as we go down the list, something starts to become very, very clear. When it comes to what we fear, we are very selfish.
Well, that makes sense because it directly affects you.
Okay. The first one that shows up that doesn't involve us personally is at number 5.
What was that?
That is people I love dying.
Oh.
And to send home the point how selfish we are, people I love dying came in after cyber terrorism.
Oh.
Oh. And I have to love them to care about them dying.
We'd rather
cyber terrorism.
We'd rather our moms die than Instagram goes down for a few hours.
Jeez. Then your password's being
what
stolen.
What if Amazon gets hacked?
Losing a loved one was also tied with the U.S. becoming involved with another world war.
Oh.
In fact,
like WW3.
Yes. In fact, of the top 10, only People I Love Dying didn't have the worst of it directly involving us personally.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? If we go down some of the others, pollution of drinking water was in the top 10. Russia and nuclear weapons was in the top 10. The government tracking personal data was in the top 10, which again, pause for the irony, where have you guys been? I kind of thought that most of the fears we had were for other people.
Apparently not.
Like, because everybody walks around like it's never going to happen to me?
Okay, part of it is that. Part of it is
but
that.
But we don't really care what happens to you.
Is that true?
Sounds like it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
But that kind of makes sense of how people have always been.
You think so?
Like, they always say, never tell people your problems, because they don't care, or they're glad you got them. You know what I mean? They just don't, they're tuning out.
Fair enough.
They don't want to hear it.
But, like, let's talk about personally, though. Like, think about this, really. Like, don't get me wrong, man. I am scared of becoming seriously ill. Mm-hmm. I am scared of going completely economically, financially collapsible. I'm scared of the Russians having nuclear weapons, all these things. But I think the biggest thing that scares me is something happening to a member of my family, my wife or kids.
But as a father with kids, that makes perfect sense.
Not for you?
Well, because...
You're married.
Do the right thing. $700 bill on Saturday. Do the right thing.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, because you Kimmy doesn't have little ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Still scares me that, like, somebody close to me could pass away.
I understand that, but, like, you have them underfoot, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
So you're a little different.
So you're saying, like, the fact that your wife is an adult person, you're not responsible in the way that I am responsible for my children.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like, is it more of a protective thing? Like, you would have to live with the fact that I couldn't do anything to save this person.
Could be that.
And my wife is even in a better... My wife's in a better position than I am.
Oh, yeah,
and I tried to explain it to her about a ladder 2 days ago.
What do you mean by that?
We had a light to change.
Okay.
And she goes, well, I'll just go up and change it. I go, you can't. She goes, yes, I can. I go, no, you can't.
Why?
I said, because if you go up that ladder and hurt yourself, it's my fault to your children. If I let you go up that ladder outside, change that light, and you hurt yourself, your kids are going to blame me.
Yes.
My stepchildren are going to blame me.
Yes.
Not you.
Yeah.
If I go up that ladder and fall, he's an idiot. He should have known what he was doing, was too wet, he should have waited. It's a completely different ball game.
But I would also argue, you're right about that. Everything you said is true.
So her safety is directly tied to me.
But
my safety is directly tied to me.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
If I come in there tomorrow and go, Pat, I got liver cancer.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, I wouldn't drinking, say that.
But in your mind, you would go, yeah, Jesus Christ, the guy's been drinking like a fish for 50 years.
You come in and tell me you got liver cancer,
and, tell you my
and
wife,
I go, bleh.
If I tell you my wife's got a problem, you go, oh, that's terrible.
Well, it is terrible.
Yeah, oh, my God.
She's a good person.
Yes.
Right? What does she ever do?
It's all on me.
She even took you in.
Yes, see? Hobo with a bad liver.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, of the things that we named on this list, right? Uh-huh. Again, the number one fear for Americans in this study, corrupt politicians, then came becoming seriously ill, economic collapse, pollution of drinking water, Russia using nuclear weapons, cyber terrorism, death of a loved one, of those things. Which is the one that scares you the most right now?
Probably death of a loved one as you're watching people in your life age, you know?
Like, so that's number one.
Starting to become, like, real that they're not going to be around forever.
So you'd rather go broke than lose a loved one?
He's broke.
I mean, I think that...
You'd rather get ill yourself than
Well, that's the other one that's kind of fighting for that top spot, only because, like, also as you age, like, the fear that immediately sinks in when, like, you sleep wrong, like, is that a muscle thing,
it's
or
cancer.
am I dying? Like, there's
total cancer.
And then you start to go down a road of, like, what
total
if?
Cancer?
Total cancer.
I got total cancer.
Yeah, you get full-blown cancer.
Yeah, you go down the road of what if. You start looking up stuff, and then you start to really scare yourself.
Never go on WebMD.
No.
Never.
Yeah.
Do not.
Like,
it's always cancer.
You start to picture your future if you are sick and what that's going to do and be like. So I think that that's fighting for the top spot.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go biblical, Tommy.
Oh.
We'll talk to Talon. He's on CMF. Hello, Talon.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, buddy. What do you got?
My biggest personal fear is having a one-night stand and then she contacting me and telling me she's pregnant.
Of all the things in the world, that's your biggest fear?
So weird one.
That is my biggest fear.
All right, well, let's walk down it, though. All right, okay. So Talon, how old are you, buddy?
Because then I'm stuck for 18 years at least.
Great way to look at it. Talon, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 61.
You Nobody's are, doing it. Wait, 61?
Okay, well, no, that adds an interesting dynamic to this.
Ain't no one-night stand for a 61-year-old who's getting knocked up.
No,
unless
but
you're dating all younger
really,
women.
Really, Tommy?
He ain't dating that young.
That's what I mean.
No, but let's break this down. Let's break this down. Because, I mean, look, if he would have told me he was 24, I would have thought he was a selfish dick. At 61, it does change the dynamic. Mm-hmm. Because now...
But you have to be in that situation a lot to have that fear.
Are you having a lot of one-night stands, Talon?
Your hand doesn't count.
Wow. Thanks, Tom. Well, there's 95% of my dates.
Brutal.
I mean, let's just say that I'm not lonely.
Okay.
All right.
So, Talon, just, you know, wrap it up and everything will be just fine, buddy.
Working on it. You know, my second biggest fear is you guys being canceled.
All right. Well, that's going to happen.
Your show being canceled up here. That is my second biggest fear because then my entire, like, work week is shot.
Well, I got bad news. I got bad news for you. We're fired next week, and there's a woman out front that wants to talk to you.
And Tommy went broke on dinner.
And she's 60 for some reason.
Taylor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I never worried about that when that was a possibility.
I would think your fear would shift. If you're afraid of having a child, your fear would be at 60. Is there one out there I didn't know about?
I would have thought the same
more
thing.
More than, like, I'm going to have one.
Yeah, but now, like, they show up, they're adults.
Yeah.
True.
I mean,
so like, hey, kids, sorry you missed that boat.
Because, like, think about it 61. Want
a drink?
Think about it 61 where you'd be in your life.
Right.
Like, yeah. you're coming to the end of your working
pretty
life.
Set in your ways.
But that's just it. Everything would be turned upside down if you were going to do what you have to do.
And you ain't.
Well, you...
Wait, if all of a sudden some kid comes knocking on my door...
No, I mean if you were going to have a baby at
61. Oh, having a baby. Yes. Yeah.
Like now, you know, you're working longer. You're chasing around a toddler in your 60s.
Yeah, we need to have some discussions.
252 WCMF.
Maybe a trip to Mexico. Oh, Mexico.
Don't you bring James Taylor into this. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
How much tail are you pulling at 61? I'm kind of jealous of that dude, to be honest with you.
Amen.
I mean, come on.
Wait, you ain't getting laid with that personality? Dr. Doom? Want to lay down with a dark cloud, lady?
Listen, this study is done every year by the Chapman Institute. Mm-hmm. 145,000 invitations sent out. 1,008 people responded.
Well, that's because the actual biggest fear was responding to the email.
Yeah, exactly. And these are preloaded questions. They don't give you the option. They're like, what do you fear out of all of these? So it's not like a real-world example. This is one of the worst studies that you can ever have. I mean, if your day is spent, you know, worrying about corrupt politicians, your number one fear in your life is going pretty well, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, but even with that being said, the flaws in the study, because he's not wrong.
My fear is Jeremy's calling. That's why I was stupid.
Jeremy, even with the death of a loved one or a loved one getting hurt being an option, I am still shocked that it showed up at 5 behind cyber terrorism.
Right. Like, divorce didn't show up in that
divorce
thing at
was
all.
Not in the top 10, no.
That was surprising.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, these are preloaded questions, so what are you going to do? It's very biased.
Okay, agreed. What's your biggest fear, Jeremy?
Losing my job.
Okay. Fair enough.
Insects, number 2. Flying, number 3. Running into Tommy, number 4. Running into Pat, number 5.
Well, I ran into you. We had fun. We hugged at the Jazz Fest. It was a grand old time.
You were drunk. Running into your brother.
Jeremy, have a happy Halloween,
bye,
buddy.
Dicks.
There goes Jeremy. Okay. So there is one other interesting thing that does not show up in the top 10 here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Crime.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't even get mentioned.
Like,
crying in front of people?
No, crime.
Crime.
Robbery.
Crying. Crying, kid. Yeah. No.
Gotcha.
Tommy, if you watch the news, everyone's going to get stabbed today, according to the news, right? And there are all kinds of crazy people doing insane things and supporting all out-of-this-world ideas under the umbrella that crime is out of control and we have to, you know, get a rein in on it. Becoming a victim of a violent crime was not in the top 10. Being murdered was not in the top 10.
Yeah, that's insane.
Robbery, carjacking didn't even register for the majority of the people when they asked what scared them the most.
Yeah.
Like, if a lot of what is happening in this country is under the guise of crime is out of control, something is wrong here.
Yeah, true.
Because, I mean, think about how many discussions we have. Kimmy's got to answer the phone. We're just having a fun discussion. Here goes, well, what about the crime?
Because you're right about Russia and their nukes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can't get out of the car without being stabbed in the city of Rochester. Russia's got a nuclear weapon. Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tonight, the kids will go trick-or-treating, and then after a long month of all of these activities, if you got kids, it's over, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
What? I thought they stop it tonight.
All right. So we've talked at length on this show for years and years and years about the rise of the fun farms.
The agricultural amusement park.
That's a perfect
way
to put it. Right? Like, there are several farms in the greater Rochester area that make a fortune.
Agrotainment.
Perfect.
They keep up in those activities.
You corn fun.
Yeah. Well, okay, we all got it.
Deep corn fun, son.
Kibby.
Yeah.
You talked about how a few weeks ago you had a relative in from out of town.
Uh-huh.
And you took him to one of these places.
Yep.
And you were unaware of how big this has gotten.
I had no idea. Like you said, you had to pay like an admission fee to get in to do all these activities. They had like multiple rides and shoot off a bunch of stuff out of a cannon.
It can be $25, $30 a person.
Yeah, but you get to fling a pumpkin.
Oh, you do.
It's called pumpkin chunking.
So the good thing is, after trick-or-treating is done, we're done, right?
They always shut this stuff down.
This is genius, and it's diabolical.
Mm-hmm. How far are they going with this?
Wickham Farms is trying something new this year. They are holding what they are calling Pumpkin Destruction Weekend.
All right.
Tomorrow and Sunday, from 10 to 4 each day.
Come destroy food.
You got it. A mix of family-friendly, hand-on activities, including pumpkin bowling, painting, and smashing stations. Staff will oversee all activities to ensure a safe and fun experience for the guests of all ages. The highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, you don't want to get a flying seed in your eye.
Wait, like your mom? The highlight of the weekend will be the Great Pumpkin Drop Saturday between 2 and 3.
What's that?
They will take a giant pumpkin, lift it high above the farm, and drop it for what organizers are calling an unforgettable fall
finale. Kind of like a New Year's Eve ball drop, but pumpkin form.
Just smash it on the ground.
Yeah, and it actually hits the ground.
They're also bringing out the candy cannon, which will be launching candy into the crowd at 12:30 and 3:30 on both days.
Wait, there's a candy cannon?
Yes.
Why not?
All right.
Wickham Farms is a great place to take your
family. Well, it's the number one joint.
And I hate them right now.
It's like a country club.
I mean, it doesn't sound a little fun to you.
No, it sounds really fun. But I'm done. I'm done. I have spent so much money on candy and costumes. I've spent so much time on parties and activities and pumpkins.
You're all falled out.
Listen.
But the money, man.
Thank you.
Then the taxes.
Don't even get me started about the taxes. Mm-hmm. For me to have to add one more day.
Or two. Because you said it's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, my God.
And how about this? As a Bills fan, we got through the hardest part of the schedule, having to sacrifice maybe seeing college football or NFL games on Saturday or Sunday. Now, I mean, I guess it ends at 3, so I get to catch a Bills game. But it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, but by the time you get home, it sucks.
This is
then you're going right into the holidays.
Yeah.
So there really is no break.
This is supposed to be break weekend.
The downtime.
Right, no downtime.
This is genius, and I hate you.
And more chances for your kid to load up on candy.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
How much candy does my kid need?
Well, now you're firing it right into his mouth. Goddamn candy bazooka.
252 WCMF. You know what this means, Kimmy.
What?
If they found a way to get our money again after Halloween is over, it's just a matter of time before they discover outdoor activities between Christmas and Halloween.
Well, you kind of already have that.
It's already started.
So try it again.
What's coming?
You might go out and cut down a Christmas tree. They have all those holiday markets.
It's that thing you like.
Yep. Rock Holiday Village.
Yeah. You wanted it.
Ice skating.
You got it.
What I mean is that Christmas stuff doesn't normally start until after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now they're going to have opportunities to come up with stuff between Halloween and Thanksgiving to make more money.
Oh, sure.
And we're
going to start on the 4th
in.
Of July, and it's just never going to end.
Do they not have mercy?
No.
Will you have mercy?
They want all your money.
252 WCMF. Again, Wickham Farms has stumbled upon a diabolically genius idea. They are doing the Pumpkin Destruction Weekend for the first time ever tomorrow and Sunday. And you go out and you smash a bunch of pumpkins to get rid of them and charge money.
Only this country just goes out and for entertainment, let's destroy food. And then leave it there.
Well, no, we discovered, right? Like, those aren't eaten pumpkins. There are specific eaten pumpkins that you're supposed to use?
I don't know. Are they just unloading all the pumpkins they didn't sell?
Well, that's the other thing, right? That was just a loss for them, and now they're going to make money on the loss.
Right, because you're just going to watch us crush it.
God, it's so smart, and I hate you. Oh, I hate you so much. This place is going to be packed.
Oh, yes,
it is. Going to be packed Saturday and Sunday, because here's the other thing.
It's the only, right now, as far as I know, this is the only farm that does it, but all the other ones are going to catch on.
They're all going to do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Can I offer a suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm serious. You know, I'm not big on, regulation. But I think it's fair. Maybe we should all get a card as parents. Like, when your kid's born, you get their birth certificate, their social security card, and you get, like, a giant laminated punch hole thing.
Yeah.
And your kid's entitled to 5 activities a year for the rest of their life.
Oh, okay. And once you've got your 5 punches, you're done.
Yeah. Like 5 kid-specific activities.
I like it.
Trampoline park, farm agriculture fun, roller rink, whatever it is a kid wants to do.
Yeah.
And every time you go to one of these things with your kid, you have to present the card,
right,
and they punch it. And once you've hit 5...
You're out, kid.
You're out. Because I think one thing every 2 months... I'm going to make it 6. Every 2 months, your kid gets one fun thing. I think that's fair.
That's way more than what I got.
No, it's not. You had a boat, you spoiled-ass bitch.
Yeah, true. But most kids did not.
You got to go.
I used to float past many unboated children.
What, they were drowning?
Possibly.
And you just
I couldn't hear over the motor.
All right, so I'd like to apologize in advance for all of the parents.
That you just informed that this was happening?
Luckily, well, there's a reason I waited till every kid was in school to do this break.
I don't want to smash pumpkins.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.